This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Again, this is a podcast for CEOs of private equity-sponsored companies and founders of startups and a lot more. We're going to talk today about transitioning leadership. When is the right time to transition leadership? And what we've come up with today is four core signals that it's time for you as a CEO, time for you as a leader, to pass the baton to the next person. And these are the three or four things we think about. First is, and this is a hard question for many people, and it's no fun to transition leadership. You as a leader no longer believe you can bring the right energy or drive and intelligence to the job that you're doing. You no longer feel that you've got that oomph, that sharpness, that clarity, that ability to stay engaged, to make pivots, to lead the organization. Second is, you start to feel or are burnt out. And at some point, there's a ton of studies of this. Most CEOs have a lifespan of 5-10 years, something like that. Now, if you're in the job for 20 years, there's a good chance at some point you no longer bring the energy to it that it really needs. Same reason we might need term limits in Congress, same concept, is at some point you don't have the energy you once had for the job. I've seen this in a couple different jobs I've done. I served as 12 years as a chair for the National Ethics Department of our law firm. For about 12 years, you know, there was a time where it was really time to push the job to move somebody else in that leadership spot. I did the same thing at a startup I was involved in, Becker's Healthcare, that's now a significant company. But at some point, it was time to transition leadership to the person who was really better able to do the job. Third is, you need a leader that's in a better spot. Your organization needs a more mature leader than somebody who could just set lightning and sparks and be a fire starter. You need somebody to grow the company, to ground the company, to commercialize it in a different way. You know, Steve Jobs, the Tim Cook, is one of the great examples of this. Tim Cook just took Apple to a more institutional professional level from the creator driver that was Steve Jobs. And they're two different roles, both phenomenal, but sometimes it's time for a different type of leader. The company's more mature. It needs a different kind of person than the kind of crazy fire starter that gets something going in the right way. Fourth, you have in your organization better people that can do a better job of leading the organization than you, then it's time to move them up. And so I look at these things. You're burnt out. You're no longer as great as you were at it. The company needs a more mature leader. And there's better people in the organization that can lead it. You could easily find people that are better to lead it. Those are four signals that it's time to move leadership to somebody else. The thing I'd say, one of the things as a leader that I encourage people to do is, and this is complicated, but it's not that complicated. You want to be in a spot where you've made yourself financially secure. And not because that's time to turn over leadership. No. Could make these decisions. If you're financially secure, it's a lot easier to take your ego aside or your finances aside and say, it's time to move leadership to this person versus that person and put them in charge, because you're not so worried about just hanging on to the financial rewards you need from that job or that leadership role or whatever it is. And so this is not a signal. This is a state of mind, a state of being. The more you make yourself financially secure, the better off you are to make this decision from a clear, centered perspective that you can put other people in charge. And I think that's just very important to be able to make good judgments that you've got what they used to call in work was you had enough money, you had FU money, that you could walk away, that you didn't have to take a horrible boss. The same thing, you could make a clear decision on transitioning leadership if you've put yourself in a decent position financially that you can make these decisions about, are you really the right person anymore to lead this? You know, and taking away at least a little bit of financial considerations, a little bit of ego, which is hard to do for all of us, or at least most of us, and let somebody else lead. Anyways, those are some of our thoughts today on the Becker Private Equity Podcast about transitioning leadership. Again, thank you for listening to this podcast, the podcast for CEOs of private equity funded companies and for startups. Thank you for listening.